Megan, would you talk about Go Yard on Thursday night? We're getting close to the top of the hour already. It just flew by this first hour.
Yeah, wow, that felt like 10 minutes.
I know, didn't it?
Yes. You know, Go Yard, you guys, you and Dr. Angel, which is, he's a licensed PhD, it is a fabulous time to tune in because it's a life coaching show. You guys really hit on some difficult topics that people don't have the strength to bring up, or they don't have the strength to try to ask someone for help, or they just need to hear some positive outcomes from tough situations. But you guys are on every Thursday at 6:06 p.m. and it's a interactive show. You can call. Can you guys still allow call-ins, right?
Sure. 727-441-3000. Yeah, call in, text in.
And
email.
Ask questions and sure. Interact with them, because it is a, I just love it. You know, it's just, it's a life coaching show and you don't want to miss it.
Well,
so tune in on Thursdays at 6:06 p.m.
You're going to cut the next commercial. Listen to you. You're great. You know, we are on part 5 of developing healthy relationships, and we've covered some really nitty-gritty stuff in the last few weeks on Go Yard. Go to YouTube/TanTalkRadio/GoYard, and it'll open up and show you dates on these shows. That series started January 9th, so go back and listen to the ones you've missed. We've been hitting a lot of really serious, life-changing topics in this series, Developing Healthy Relationships, every Thursday night, 6:06 p.m., with me, Mama Mac, that's my other name, and Dr. Angel, our resident psychologist and licensed mental health counselor. Pastor Jim, talk about the prayer line. We talked about it today at our annual meeting. I every time I talk about it, it gets me so excited. We've been doing this for 12 years
right.
now.
Right.
Can you believe that?
I know.
12 years on the prayer line.
Well, and Megan, you mentioned earlier, you know, you had a friend when toward the beginning of the show, you had Betty, your mom, send out a prayer request. Guess what?
Yep.
You know, she's healed.
Healed.
No cancer. That's why we do the prayer line.
Right.
Because we believe that God answers prayer. We believe in the power of united prayer. We have seen healings and deliverances and things, just miracles, things, people's lives turned around. And so we have the ministry where you send in your prayer request to prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. And it'll come either, well, it'll come both to Betty and me. And what we do is take it, write up a prayer to go with it, a faith-filled prayer, and Betty usually attaches a song or two. I haven't quite figured out how to do that yet, but then we send it out to our prayer team, and everybody prays, and we have seen wonders and miracles, and we get prayer requests from all around the world. I mean, Poland, France, India,
Australia.
I mean, it's just been incredible. So the only thing that we ask is when God answers your prayer, let us know. Because
yeah.
I do keep track of that.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's a faith builder for me.
It's a faith builder of praise reports. And we love the prayer ministry. Mm-hmm. Prayers at bohmglobal.com, a vital part of our ministry. We are in the process right now of building a brand new website. The old one, it still works right now. It won't very much longer, but it does right now. And you can get a general idea of Beacon of Hope, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. But in the next few weeks, we're going to see a brand new dynamic website. I'm very excited about. Aren't you excited about that?
I'm excited.
Oh, I'm going to be working on it all week with Dan. Our webmaster. It's just, I'm excited about the content. I'm excited about the display of it. It's just going to be so wonderful, Meg. We're on cloud 9 over this new experiment we're doing here on the website. So that's exciting. We're going to talk more about the other ministries of Beacon of Hope, one of them being our missions ministry, and I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. We are totally united with a group of people in Puebla, Mexico. And I just got back from 10 days there and had such an amazing time with my dear, wonderful Spanish friends and Mexicanos todos and all the good things that God did. I'm going to tell you more about that as soon as we do the station ID. And we have another hour coming up. This has been a two-hour show now for many, many years. We started this show in 2007. So this is our 13th year on the air for Living the Good Life. And we are glad you are joining us today. And we're going to come back and tell you a little bit about Mexico in just a minute. So let's do some station ID and then we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marsha McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries, Pastor Jim in the studio. I'm in the control room running all the little, you know, all the stuff I do in here. All the buttons and all the songs and all that stuff in here. I love doing that. We have a radio station that belongs to Beacon of Hope that is in Puebla, Mexico. And I was there this week, cut a couple shows, sat in on some others, and just really had a great time. That radio station there is really about the word freedom for Central and South America in particular, North America too, Spanish-speaking, all of it. There are a lot of different types of shows, but the whole goal there is freedom, human rights type of things, freedom for who you are in Jesus, freedom to become what God has ordained you to become. The whole goal on our radio station there is about freedom. And then we have this new thing we're doing down there. Megan, oh my gosh, Megan, I wish you would have been with me on this trip. I hope you can go sometime soon because seeing these little kids, Megan, just bless your heart as we fed them a meal a day, pull up beside them, and they run over and they get, in the case where we were giving out cereal and then a container of milk and then Jell-O, and then other times it's a meal that one of the ladies prepares, and we just stack the back seat with food and go out on the streets. It blesses your heart, Megan. And now we've added to that. We were hoping to be able to connect with a certain orphanage, and the government will not allow any church to hook up with the government-run orphanage. So we said, fine, okay, all these people have donated money for blankets. Now we go out in the evening to the older people. They're called the viejitos on the streets of Puebla that are homeless and have no place to go but to curl up in the corner of a building or right beside the doorway of a building to stay warm. It is 43 or so in the mornings in Puebla now, and it gets up to maybe 65 in the middle of the afternoon. So nights are cold. They're usually in the 30s. So we've been giving out blankets and a meal a day. Jim, you want to talk about that? I mean, that's my heart. It's my heartbeat.
Well, yeah, and I'm so glad you brought that up, you know, today at church. I had no idea. I mean, what could have been, oh my gosh, we got all this money for blankets. We can't do anything with it now. God said, oh yeah, there's a need. There's a need for this. And I like the idea of expanding our ministry. I mean, I love doing the stuff with the kids, but I'm so glad now we have another opportunity to share.
Every night.
To share God's love in a fully practical manner.
Practical. It's God's love, you know? And so they just pull along in the little car that Luis drives. It's a taxi cab, actually. And they just get out.
I find that hilarious.
Isn't it? They park it somewhere, and they get out with blankets and food, and they give these people, the viejitos, a little meal. Not a lot, but it's probably for some of them, that's all they've had all day. And a blanket to keep warm. And that's theirs to keep. We don't go pick them up. It's theirs to keep. Megan, your comments.
You know, you guys were spreading the love of Jesus, even though it was just a meal and a blanket.
Yeah.
That is nothing but pure love and caring. And that's what we're called to do, is we're called to spread the love of Jesus. And you know, those blankets as well have a symbolism to them that, you know, not only do they keep them warm, but you can also look at it that that's what the Lord wants to do for us, is wrap us in a blanket of warmth and a blanket of security.
I love that.
And to fill our,
yes,
not necessarily fill our bellies, but to fill our spirit,
yes,
with his love and mercy and peace,
yes,
and joy.
Yes.
And the fact that you guys were able to do that, that's something that you'll never forget. That, and it's the same with me and the job that I do, is there's people that you touch that you know that maybe to some others that it may not mean much, but there's some that it really does, and you touched a lot of lives down there, you and the,
well,
the people that did that, Pastor.
It's an ongoing thing. I just was there,
yes,
for just a few days, but it's an ongoing thing that happens every day.
It's,
I said to
awesome.
Luis, I said, how often do you go out? He goes, every day. I said, do you go out every night? He says, one of us does. So,
wow. You
know, every evening, especially in the cold weather, a blanket, a warm meal is taken.
Yeah.
Every day. And I had the privilege of, I wanted to do this every day I was there, and we couldn't work it out. I wanted to interview, do a radio show with Luis's mother, Carmelita, who started this whole ministry many, many years ago before we got involved. She did it. She, her husband had a job. He's older than her. Now he doesn't. Luis, the son, is 40, and he's got a good job with Social Security. He's an attorney. And so they funded this until Beacon of Hope came along. She told me that. And with great, can't I talk about it without remembering that night on the sofa beside her Tuesday night and listening to her heart. And her heart is so full of love for these kids that have not a home or not a clean bed, not a clean bathroom, anything else. And she's doing what she can do with food and a blanket. And she was just, she gave me, and I forgot to show the church, Jim. Don't let me forget Sunday morning to show you everything she put in my hands when she walked in for me to record her on Tuesday night at my hotel. She filled my hands with gifts. Little gifts, which I will show the church Sunday. I just forgot today with everything going on. One of them is a little doggy, a little stuffed doggy. And she said, when you look at this, I want you to think of all those kids. And go ahead, Megan. While I collect myself here a minute.
You know, Pastor, you are, you were touched by the ministry that you got to be involved in and seeing the heart of the person that started this special ministry. It's not a sad cry.
No.
It is
it's
a cry.
It's gratitude.
It's a cry. Yes, a cry of gratitude that someone is being selfless.
Yes.
Not selfish.
Selfless
with their time.
Yes.
And taking care of others who are in need. Folks, that's what we're called to do.
Yes.
That's what we're called to do, is bring heaven to earth. And it doesn't matter what you do, you can do the same. You don't have to drive around and give people meals and give people blankets. But I'll tell you what, the Lord wants you to do something.
Yeah.
He wants you to do something.
And you know, Megan, as I was there all those days and I'm walking those streets and talking to people, and it's a blessing that I grew up in Central America and I can speak Spanish and actually having conversations with people. It just makes you realize how blessed we are here in the United States. You have no idea how blessed we are when you just walk the streets and see what's there and what's going on in people's lives and talk to them. I got to play this song so I can regain my composure here. Probably try to anyway. By Wren Collective, Counting Every Blessing.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruin to treasure. I've been given a hope and a future.
trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing. Show me every season, you are good to me. I am counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, show me every season, you are good to me.
Love that song. We got to do that again soon at Beacon of Hope. One of my favorites, Jim. You introduced that to me.
Yeah.
Counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. Isn't that what we're talking about in this whole show?
Oh, exactly. I mean, sometimes we're not going to see much, but we have to just let go and trust God.
Go ahead, Megan. He's coughing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're fine. You know, you're right. Even when times get tough, even when your mind is driving you nuts, it sounds like I'm saying a poem.
It does.
Sounds like you your man.
You got to lean in and trust. There's nowhere else to go.
Lean in and trust. I love it.
Yes. Being alone is not healthy for anyone. It's not the reason we were created. We weren't created to live this life and feel like that there's nobody here for us, because there is. Because the very person that put you here knows every hair on your head. Mm-hmm. I mean, he knows things about you that you've yet to discover about yourself. And so, you know, if you want to have this amazing book about your life, why not have every chapter include your Father, God the Father? Like, right. In every chapter of my life, I know without a shadow of a doubt that at least every page contains something where he showed up and showed off. And
counting every blessing.
The way our storybook should go, guys, is that it should be one unified front with the Father.
You know, you're so true. What do we leave behind, the legacy? I don't know if I can do this, Jim. I was so very aware in Mexico about my own kids and my grandkids, all 13 grandkids. I was so very aware, Megan, of you. You're one of my kids. And your family. What legacy do I want to leave behind? I want to be known as a person who loved deeply, who cared about the needs of others, who sacrificed conveniences. It was not easy to go to Mexico these 10 days. There were inconveniences in certain areas, but God took care of me every step of the way. And I'm so glad I went, because it reminded me once more of how blessed we are in this nation, how much we need to be thankful for, and how much we need to give to others. And we need to trust God to supply our needs so that we can bless others. The last two verses of Psalm 13, 5 and 6. I've thrown myself, David said. I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. When I was preaching in the church there at Enrique's church last Sunday afternoon, we are just clay pots, you know, we're full of the treasure of God. you know, what are we going to do with that treasure that's in our hearts? What are we going to do with it? Are we just going to keep it for ourselves? Are we going to give it away? Go ahead. I just feel like crying. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. Well, obviously, we need to give that away. I love, because the treasure that we have is the glory of God, the very presence of God. And Paul says we have it in these clay pots. Well, what that made me think of this morning and again now is the lady with the alabaster jar.
Yeah.
That jar had to be broken so that that ointment could get out over Jesus' feet. And I think we as clay pots need to be broken so that God's glory...
We have to be broken. We have to be broken. Go ahead.
Well, so that God's glory can get out, can escape. We're not to hold it to ourselves.
We are not.
We need to be broken before God like David was.
Yes.
And let Jesus move the way he wants to move. But we can't do that if we're holding out on God.
And if we are so wrapped up in ourself that we can't see the needs around us. You can't walk down the streets of Puebla without seeing a mother in a doorway holding a baby, nursing a baby, a little toddler standing there with her hand out wanting money. What does it do? You reach in your pocket and you put some money in that little girl's hand, right? You cannot stay, people. We cannot stay in this blessed nation that we live in and not become more aware of the needs in our own neighborhood, in our neighbors, in our families, in mission work like this that we're talking about. Megan, talk.
You know, Pastor, there's a song that I don't know if you guys have heard. It's called Nobody by Casting Crowns.
We did it this morning at church. We did it this morning.
Okay. There you go.
I'm just a nobody.
I want to read this to the audience on the radio.
Okay.
Just one little part, because, Pastor, this is you. Because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. And I can tell you folks, for a matter of fact, that the first time that I met Pastor Marcia, I was 8 or 9 years old, and she's been in my life ever since. And I have learned one thing from her, and that is the love of Jesus. And that is one mighty legacy to leave behind, because the compassion, the love, the caring, the selflessness, that is something I've always admired in her. But it's also been a training for me that I've always seen through the years, that you always can fall back on, you know, well, you saw Marcia do this, you saw your mom do this, you saw so-and-so do this. But that is, just as I said earlier, that is our purpose here, is to do what, and I'm not saying you got to go to Mexico to do it, and Pastor's saying that we could do it right here in our own neighborhood.
Right here.
This world needs Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, just saying a kind word to someone can change their day. It doesn't have to be anything that you, this huge, magnificent thing you do. Just be kind to others as Jesus is to us. And that's the legacy that we need to leave. We don't need to be worried about our job title or the amount of money in our banking account. What did you do while you were here that would put one significant grin on your father's face? That's what I'm after. And that's what Pastor Jim is after, and that's what you, Pastor Marcia, are after too, is that we just want to glorify the Lord with our lives, because that's why he put us here.
We do. We do. earlier today, I was at church, but I had a message from one of my 6-year-old twins, granddaughters, Briley. Nana just needed to tell you I love you. Goes all the way through you. Guys, that's what God wants from us. He wants messages from us saying, hey, Lord, I just need to tell you that I love you. This verse, I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers. Jim, and Megan, you know it too, the answers, the tons of answered prayer that are happening in the ministry is amazing. I'd made both planes in Houston, going to Puebla and coming back, by only 5 minutes. I was running as fast as I could. It's more like a jog, I think. It wasn't really a run. But to get to those planes, and even things like that, God answers every single little detail. Jim, talk to us.
Well, he sure does. And I want to go back to a scripture that, going back to, you know, practically showing God's love. It's in 1 John chapter 3, starting with verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person?
What verse is that?
That was verse 17 in 1 John chapter 3.
Oh, that's powerful. Go ahead.
Verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And I think, especially in this current climate, I know, you know, where I work, Christians are looked upon very suspiciously for a number of reasons. It's like, you know, nobody wants to hear anything about the gospel. Well, right here is a practical expression of God's love. Like Megan said, a word of kindness, a quarter or a dollar to a homeless person, a blanket like you did. That's a practical expression of God's love. And they're going to remember that. People are going to remember those things. And they're, you know, obviously that's, I think, a very important way people see Jesus inside of us, because most of us don't go around with halos. Seriously. And, you know, but if they see us acting like Jesus acted, being compassionate, giving to the poor, things like that, then that shows God's love to them in a very practical way. Then they're going to want to hear more about this God.
You're exactly right. So the night before I was leaving Puebla, I asked Enrique, our pastor there, and Robin, the missionary there, how much tip should I leave the girl that's been cleaning my room every day? Robin said, it depends on whether or not you want to bless her or not. I said, what? He said, no, do you want to really change her situation today? I said, well, I don't have that kind of money with me. He goes, no. I mean, he said, with pesos, you can bless her with 25 American dollars. Do you know what that is? That's 500 pesos. He said, she makes probably not quite double that a month, 1,000 pesos a month, $50 a month. He said, what is it you want to do? And I said, she's been so loving and sweet and kind, and we've had good talks, and she's got three little kids. And so I got up to my room, and she just happened to still be in the hall working at 7 o'clock at night. And I said, Sandra, venga aquí, come over here. She came over and looked at me like something was wrong with my room. I said, here, God told me to give you this. And I gave her 500 pesos. And she burst into tears. I need that, she said. I needed that. $25 American.
Well, now you've got us all crying.
That's the goal.
Yes, she does.
That's the goal. Reckless Love by Corey Asbury. While we all grab a tissue. What, Megan? What'd you say?
No, you're fine. Play it, because I need a tissue. Go.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn, and I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Your foe, still your love fought for me. And you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. And you have been so, so kind to me. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
Doesn't that say it all?
Yeah.
We're going to 1 John 3, where Pastor Jim took us there. We're going to verse 18. My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. This is the only way we'll know we're living truly, living in God's reality. It's also the way to shut down debilitating self-criticism, even when there is something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves. And friends, once that's taken care of and we're no longer accusing or condemning ourselves, we're bold and free before God. We're able to stretch our hands out and receive what we asked for because we're doing what he said, doing what pleases him. Again, this is God's command to believe in his personally named Son, Jesus Christ. He told us to love each other in line with the original command. As we keep his commands, we live deeply and surely in him, and he lives in us. And this is how we experience his deep and abiding presence in us, by the Spirit he gave us. Megan?
That that song and that scripture is, it had me on the floor just a few minutes ago, just in front of the throne, just thanking him for the love that he abides and that he gives us, and that
Amen.
it carries us through some really rough times in our lives.
It does.
But it also lights us up. And what I mean by that is, I was reading in 1 John when that song was playing, in the very first chapter, it talks about that there's no dark secrets about God. Everything about him is light.
Yeah.
And that we need to start getting up in the mornings and telling the kingdom to come with us wherever
yeah.
we go. And
yeah.
I do that every morning.
Yeah.
And I tell the Lord, you know, Holy Spirit, just light me up like a floodlight in the dark. Because he wants us to be out in this world and be that difference maker. Be that person that shows compassion to the poor, like you did, Pastor. That no matter what stature that a person holds in this world, that you show the same love and compassion to them as you do the next. There should be no shadow of any doubt.
Amen.
That we give that
yes.
to anyone and everyone that we encounter. And that you encounter it yourself, one-on-one with the Father. Woo!
You're right on. It's life-changing, you realize. Megan, I walked into Bible study Wednesday night. I just landed like an hour and a half before that. And I walked in and I said, guys, I'm not the same person. I left here 2 weeks ago. And Jim said, you're not moving to Mexico, are you?
That's exactly what I said.
I said, and a part of my heart is there. It is definitely there with the brown people. It's definitely there. But I know I'm right where God wants me. And I believe I'll be visiting more often than I have, because this time it had been 3 years since I'd been able financially to go. Jim, you're up, because I'm crying again.
I know. Well, I like the scriptures that you read too, because those fit that song. And what strikes me in that song by Corey Asbury is, there's no shadow you won't light up, no mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. I mean, God will pursue us relentlessly. He'll do whatever it takes for us to come to him, to show himself to us, so that we can acknowledge and surrender to him. And that means a lot. I mean, I know I ran a couple of times, tried to run away. Couldn't do it. He wouldn't let me. Thank God. But it's because of his, and I like the term reckless love. It is reckless in the fact that that's how much God loves us. He'll pursue us to the end, and hopefully we'll respond to that
Amen.
Love.
Yes,
but
will.
It's reckless because
he keeps after us.
He keeps
the
after
hound
us.
Of heaven, you know.
Right, and he gave us free will.
That's right.
You know, he gave us free will, so
right.
You know, we have that free will to choose, or
we have free will, but he keeps right on after
right.
us.
Right, and that's a good thing, because
yes.
some of us are kind of stubborn.
Yes, I think we go through those periods of time in our lives where we are running, because we know that to really submit to what God wants for us might change our lives and inconvenience us just a tad.
Don't yeah. send me to Mexico, Lord, please.
Oh, God wants to do that, Jim. Oh, Megan, talk to us, because he's getting ready to punch me through the glass
no,
here.
No,
no
I'm not.
He's not. I'm teasing. I'm teasing. No.
Oh, the hammer's coming down.
It is, yeah.
You know, I today look at myself and think, when would I have ever pictured myself delivering groceries to people at the door? Mm. When would I have ever thought that I would be spreading the light like that?
Mm-hmm.
But just like with you, Pastor, going to Mexico, it does the heart good like a medicine.
It does.
It does. It does, and it does, and it gives you a new breath it gives you a, I don't know, it just, it's like you're on, it's a new fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it now it's, you've got more fire to push you farther forward.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that we want to tell the Lord that wherever you want us to go, Lord, you lead us, because we're here to do your work.
Yeah.
And that's the heart that the Lord is looking for. He's looking for those people that are willing to do things that take them out of their comfort zone. And, you know, I'll just say it across the airwaves. I'm here, Father. And, you know, I just, ever since that I lost Grayson, I just want to live my life for him, because we all should be extremely heaven-focused.
Yes.
We should be focused on our eternal life. We should be enthralled with joy.
Yes.
That we, when we join with the Lord, that we are eternal beings.
Yes.
That is enough to make me want to go out and jump in the snow and scream at my neighbors and
right.
tell them about Jesus.
Right.
That love is enough to, it's enough to set you apart, and in a good way. And that it makes you recognizable to people, and it makes them drawn to you. And it's something that you should seek out, because you can't do life without him. You need that. You need that love, and you need to share that love with others. You really do.
Speaking of that love, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Go ahead, PJ.
Well, I was about to break into an old scripture song.
Go ahead.
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us.
Yeah.
1 John 3, 1, see what great love the Father has lavished. I love that word, lavished on us. He doesn't just dribble it on us or even pour it on us. He lavishes his love on us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. I love that. You know, behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. He's lavished that love on us, that we should be called the children of God, the sons and daughters of the living God.
This is how we develop trust. When we get in touch with the real nature of God, it changes us when we begin to trust him, because he's a loving heavenly Father. Go ahead with that.
Well, yeah, and as we know him, we want to act like him, and that's kind of been our theme here, certainly in the second hour. Showing his love in practical ways, that's what opens doors a lot of times. But first of all, the first step is having that relationship with God. If I'm just going out throwing money at, you know, to poor people, no, it doesn't do any good. But if I'm motivated by God's love, each blanket, each box of cereal, each quarter, each dollar I give, I believe, this is going to sound weird, but I think a little bit of God goes with that.
Oh, absolutely.
And people will respond to that.
Especially if you're saying, Dios te ama, God loves you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
And when you're doing that, and they know where it came from, and when I was giving Sandra that money, and she was standing there crying, she says, I have three children, you know? And I said, God loves you so very much. She goes, I love him. And it's that practical Christianity, you know, putting to work on a daily basis what God feels about us, really. Go ahead with that, Jim. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, no, that's true. We show forth God's nature in practical ways. You know, some people complain that Christians are too heavenly minded to be any earthly good, and some probably are, because, ooh, I'm saved, I don't have to do anything now. Well, yeah, you do. Ephesians chapter 2, you didn't get saved just to sit on your rump. You got saved. He saved us that we could do good works, which that's our calling now. We don't get saved by good works. We get saved to do good works, to show his nature, his love, his salvation in practical ways.
So very, very true. Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that lady that told me that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And another part of the story about when she was telling me about this was that in her family, that Alzheimer's runs really deep-rooted in her family lineage. And that said that now that she's discovered that she was diagnosed with cancer, this is before she got her praise report, she said that she was ready to let the cancer take her because she would rather go that way than to go via the other, which was, to me, a gestational curse. And I looked at her and I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now that I rebuke both of those things in the name of Jesus.
All right, so, you go, girl.
Okay, you so go, girl. The prayer gets sent out and the praise report comes in 5 days later from her. And she tells me that she was ready to go because she doesn't feel like that she has any more purpose here. And I looked at her and I said, God's not done with you yet. And I said, woo! Your smile is enough for me. So if it's just me that you hang on for, that's fine. Because I need to see your smile.
Praise God.
And that is the kind of thing, guys, that we need to do for people.
Yes, it is.
We need people to know that they have a purpose here, guys.
Yes, yes.
That they're not just here to just, you know, make money, go to bed, and whatever.
Yeah.
That they are loved.
That's right.
And it's, my gosh, people, it's not about throwing money at homeless people.
No.
You know, yeah, if you bring them a hot meal, but they want to talk.
Right.
They want to hear a kind word. Let that be you. Let you be God's working hands here, people. He needs you.
Amen.
Sorry. Woo.
No, well, don't apologize.
When I was going to say, didn't you say those exact words about yourself at the beginning of the program? I felt like I didn't have a purpose, and then God sent this lady to me.
Hmm.
Megan,
that's my job. I felt like I was in a valley because I would just be honest, it was getting boring. Hmm. And it's like, Lord, you know, that was one of those silent moments. It's like, Lord, I'm looking at the back of your head, but what are you doing here? Like, you got the, Woo! Lord, you got the wheel, but where's the excitement here? Where is it?
Boom. There it is. And you're scheduled for today's show, and look what's happened. Look what's happened today.
Yes, ma'am.
Big Daddy Weave, Jesus, I Believe. Love it.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises, I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I wanna say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I wanna cling to you, Jesus. Ooh, hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises, I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see, and it's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come.
hiding and now it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. Is even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. Cause even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Help my unbelief, God.
Praise God. Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, I believe that you have a purpose and plan for not just my life, Jim's life, Megan's life, but for our listeners' life. Jesus, I believe that when we come before you and we ask humbly and in faith believing for you to touch our lives and change us and cause us to desire a relationship with you better and stronger than we've ever known before, cause us to fall in love with you, Jesus, and your plan for our lives. Cause us to get on board with your plan, that when we come humbly and believe you that you can do that in our hearts, you do it. So, Lord, right now I pray for these listeners, wherever they are, scattered around the globe. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray for those that are suffering financially, physically, whatever ways they are suffering right now. Lord, you know who they are, and you know what they need. So we come to you right now, and we stand in the gap for them. And we believe that your hand of mercy and grace will touch lives around this globe. Touch lives right here in our backyard. Touch our own lives and cause us to be that soul on fire for you that we need to be. Lord, we speak a blessing into the lives of our listeners. We speak a blessing into those who have listened live today or who will listen in the future. And Lord, we give you the glory and the praise for what you've done in this show, the way you've directed every song. None of it was what I was planning. Not one of those songs. But you did it, God. And so we just trust you and believe you, and we thank you for the ongoing blessing that this recording of this show will bring to countless numbers of people. We may not know about it till heaven, but we thank you for it in advance. We speak a blessing into each one of their lives. Let this be a day of decision for many, many, that they will turn to you and say, I surrender, Lord. I want to be everything you want me to be. I surrender my life to you. Let this be that day. And we thank you for it without even knowing if it's happening, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Jim?
Oh, my. I just love it when the Lord takes over a show.
It's totally crazy. Well, wonderful.
It's wonderful and
teaches us so much.
It teaches us, and when we let God do what God wants to do, people are going to be reached. Nan mentioned it this morning when she was talking about the radio shows at our annual meeting. We may not know, or I think it was Nan, maybe it was you, at this side of heaven. Yeah. Who we've touched, but we will when we get there. We will when we get to heaven. We'll know the lives that have been touched because we were faithful to God, because we trusted in Him that He would do it. You know, and He has.
And we come humbly week after week. We pay to do the show. We plant our seeds.
And we may walk in here with our own idea of what,
right?
You know, because
we
I know,
never got there today.
No. And I don't know, when I host the show, I have a pretty general idea. And
don't you think that God just loves to mess up our plans?
Well, yeah, in a nice way, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, in a nice way. Yeah, Megan, you laugh. Don't you think he does? Don't you think he likes to mess
with
us?
Oh, I do, Pastor.
He loves to mess with us, really, you know?
Yeah, he does.
I say that in a loving way, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Megan, we move forward into what God has for each of us, where we're bloom where you're planted, you know? Plant your seeds.
Amen.
I felt like this trip to Mexico was a seed planting trip in a lot of ways. Relationships were established, new ones, I mean, old ones were reinvigorated and deepened, and a lot of new people that entered my life that will be a part of our future. I think we just have to approach each day that way, Meg, don't you?
I do too, Pastor, and I think that that it's vitally important that, and again, I say it, that when we rise from our rest, that we tell the Lord, let your kingdom come. And just like that song said, let your kingdom come, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Guys, us as Christians, we need to bring heaven here because we created this place.
Yes.
And we need to bring it in more powerfully than ever before because the dark forces are trying to become stronger and we're not going to let it happen. We need to get right on the line, right on the battlefront, and we need to fight for the kingdom. And he'll give you the strength. And I just pray right now that over you and PJ and whoever's listening, over myself, that the wildfire come today, right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That you can feel it.
Woo!
That you can feel it
we
fall
receive
upon
it.
You.
Yes.
Like never before.
Amen.
And that we're all going to go out with a new set of glasses on. That we're going to be looking for those people. And we're going to recognize that when somebody puts someone in front of us, that there is a kind deed, whether it be a word of kindness, a giving of kindness, whatever it is, or if it's just you smiling from now on.
Right.
that you've gone from I'm so tired and my life is humdrum to, no, there is a light
Woo!
Radiating from
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
That when you make eye contact with people, that you're going to smile at them.
Yeah.
You're not going to just look through them. You're going to smile at them because you want them to see the love of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's practical Christianity every day. That's what it's all about. Megan, that's so good. That's so good. Jim, you want to add to that?
Well, I was going to say, am I the only one with soul on fire running through their head?
Well, you know what? I didn't bring it.
No, you're not.
But we did that this morning, Megan. We did Nobody at Beacon of Hope, that song, Casting Crowns, and we did Soul on Fire this morning. So, I mean,
okay.
That's
what
we're
at. Look up,
huh?
Look up Crowder. You got to look up the song by Crowder called Wildfire.
Wildfire is our new one? Oh.
Every morning I turn that on, and I'm telling you. Holy Spirit fall.
All right. Wildfire. All right. We'll be finding it. Praise God. So what a show. So tell somebody about this show. You can go back and listen to it. It'll be up on YouTube in a few minutes. I've saved it and recorded it as we went. And you'll see Pastor Jim in the studio. You won't see me. I'm in the control room. You won't see Megan. She's on the phone. But that's all right. We've all been here. And that is, go to YouTube/Tantalk Radio/Living the Good Life. That's the name of this show. And it will have today's date on it, 2-9-20. And share it with people. And YouTube/Tantalk Radio/Living the Good Life. And you'll find the dates on the shows. Final word from you, Meg, before you get out of here. Love you, love you, love you.
I love you both very much, and I just pray that everyone listening today has the best week that they've ever had, because they're going to get up different every day from now on.
Praise God.
And they're going
Amen.
To connect. They're going to connect with the planner. They're going to connect with God,
All right.
the ultimate book writer, that you're going to set out starting now to change the lives around you. And to change what radiates off of you, in the name of Jesus.
We agree in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And thank you, Lord, for this show.
And Woo! Thank you, Megan Kramer, for being here and being such a vital part of it today. Thank you, thank you. Pastor Jim, final word.
What a show.
Yeah.
I think hopefully pointed out today, my prayer is we pointed out how practical living, practically showing the love of
practical.
God is important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and like Megan said, it can start with a smile. It can be anything like that. But you know what? We just need to show God's love in a very practical way. We can preach at people all day, but we need to show them God's love coming from our heart, straight from the heart of God.
Amen. Woo. Big Daddy Weave says it so well. I want to walk with you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my wonderful associate pastor, Megan Kramer from Grand Rapids. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister with these two wonderful, wonderful friends. And you're welcome at Beacon of Hope. You want to come check us out Wednesday night, 6:30 Bible study. 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater, Florida. That is one more time, Wednesday night, 6:30, 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We have a prayer meeting before each service, so you can come a little earlier and get in on the prayer meeting, 5:45 on Wednesdays, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. And we'd love to see you and get acquainted with you. Come and worship with us. Check out our Thursday night Go Yard Show life coaching, 6:06 p.m. right here on the station. So it's been great being with you today. God bless every one of you. We're going to close with this song.
And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. Cause even the impossible is your reality.